This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello, and welcome everyone to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. Just want to thank you for joining me here today. I really appreciate it. And over 3 years ago, I created Senior Care Live to be a genuinely safe place that you can absolutely count on, where you could go to get accurate and reliable information that can truly help you when caring for your elderly loved ones. And you may be caring for your aging mother or father. You may be like I was, and you may be caring for your grandparents. You may be a spouse caring for your elderly spouse who is now declining and needing some help. You could be caring for a neighbor, someone from church. It could be any elderly loved one. And I just want to say thank you to all of you who are doing such great work in taking care of our seniors. It's a big job. And it's sometimes it's a difficult job. It's always, a very joyful job where you just feel like you've done something good. Anyway, I don't want to get too far off of that. We'll have another program about caring for the caregiver. That'll be a really important program, but let's stick to point here. The point is, thank you for the great job that you do and the hard work that you do. I also have excellent service providers on the program. They are the best in their respective industries. That's why they're on this program. And they share their knowledge and expertise with you and I. And I would like to thank each and every one of them for their significant contribution to this program. And as always, if you have a question about the program, any information that we discussed on Senior Care Live, and how we might be able to help you and your family, just call our toll-free number, 1-800-331-6445. Again, that's 1-800-331-6445. You can also check out the website, Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. And if you do visit the website, let us know what you think about that, and be sure to connect socially on Facebook and Twitter, and sign up for the free e-newsletters, and check out all of our upcoming free educational events. And speaking of that, we're going to give one more kind of a major announcement here, a big push. And the room is filling up. I just got an update, and we might fill the capacity of the room. So that is not a marketing ploy or stunt. It is just how it is. We have a lot of people who love to come to these free educational events. We have them on a quarterly basis, and it's always on the third Wednesday per quarter. So the next one is going to be the third Wednesday of November. And at this event, actually, we're going to give a kind of a heads up and a sneak peek to our quarter, to our November event. It's going to be awesome. This one, I'll tell you what, this is going to be a little different, and I'm really, really excited to see how this goes. I think it's going to be awesome. We're going to call this one Hindsight is 2020. Hindsight is 2020. if we knew then what we know now. How many times have you said that or actually thought that? Man, I wish I would have known about that. I think we would have made some very different decisions. I think we might be in a better place if we only would have known that. So what we're going to do is we're going to roll out a case study of a couple, and they're aging and they have some health issues, just like everyone else, right? They're doing their best. They brought in a little bit of help to help with a few things, doing the lawn and some house maintenance kind of things. But they're going to make some choices, and they're just going to kind of, again, what everyone else does, they're going to do their best. They're going to do the thing on their own. And then we're going to rewind the clock, and we're going to say, okay, so, and they're Mr. and Mrs. C is what we're going to call them. So if Mr. and Mrs. C had some professional assistance with making some really, really major decisions, now what would that scenario look like? And it is very, very different and frankly, much, much improved and much better with assistance from professionals in some of these areas where you make some of these critical decisions. So it is going to be phenomenal. Now, again, it's Wednesday. It's this Wednesday, right? August the 17th. And where is it? It's going to be in Overland Park. It's at the Matt Ross Community Center in the Crown Room. And by the way, all this is on the website, seniorcarelive.com, free educational events. It's all there. All right. But just to let you know, it's in Matt Ross Community Center, Overland Park. So here's the address, 8101 Marty, M-A-R-T-Y, Marty Street. So just think 81st and Metcalf. And just about a half block west of there. You can't miss it. It's a great facility for presentations like this and group meetings like this. Plenty of parking, a great place. It's in Overland Park, 8101 Marty Street at the Matt Ross Community Center. It'll start promptly at 9 o'clock. We're very strict on our times. We are very punctual. Sign in and enjoy a free continental breakfast at 8:30. So anywhere between 8:30 and 9, show up, get your seat, sign in, and enjoy some muffins, pastries, bagels, juice, coffee, etc., and get settled in, and then it's just going to be a great, great program. Now, here's how you register. A couple of ways. The easiest way is just to do it online. And we use an online service called Eventbrite, and you can go to eventbrite.com and just search Hindsight is 2020, and you'll find it. The easier way is just go to seniorcarelive.com, and again, free educational events, and there's a button that says Register Now, and just click it. It'll take you straight to that Eventbrite page, and it literally takes about 30 seconds to sign up and request the number of seats that you need and whether you will participate in the continuing education part of this. So if you're a healthcare professional, nurse, case manager, social services, you could be any healthcare professional, let us know that you will need continuing education credits and you will earn 3 continuing educations, continuing education credits at this event, and it's totally free of charge. Right. My wife loves that, by the way. She's a nurse. She's an RN, and she has to accumulate a certain number of continuing education credits every 2 hours. And anyway, so she loves that. Everyone loves this. And free is good, right? And then if the information that you're receiving is really helpful, then that's even better. All right. So our friends in healthcare, 3 free continuing education credits. But this is also very appropriate for the layperson, the family and friend caregiver. And so if you're caring for an elderly loved one and you would like to hear about how and this is a real life, true scenario. We didn't make these folks up. This is an actual couple. We don't share their names, but it's Mr. and Mrs. C. All right. So if you'd like to hear their story, and then if you could just rewind, hit the rewind button, just bloop, 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 you know, boom, and you're back and make some different decisions with much better outcomes. I think you're going to find this really, really interesting and frankly, very, very helpful. because all of us are at different points on this elder care journey, if you will. And so I think it'd be very helpful for the layperson as well. And you will receive a certificate of attendance and completion. Okay, so go to seniorcarelive.com and you can register online. Or if you want to go old school, some people don't like registering online and that sort of thing, which is fine. You can call our friends at Crossroads Hospice. So you can register by phone, and that number is 816-333-9200. 816-333-9200. And if you want to call me at Senior Care Consulting, my firm, I can help out with that as well, 913-945-2800. Senior Care Consulting, 913-945-2800. So if you want to come, we would like you to attend. Reach out to us electronically or by phone, and we will make sure that you have a seat. And if you're a healthcare professional, we'll make sure that your name is on a certificate that is good for 3 continuing education credits, totally free of charge. And when you come to one of our community events, it's always free. We don't charge money for these. There are a lot of other continuing education events out in the community, and they're good. Okay. But some of these are used as revenue centers, and there's a charge for that. And there's nothing wrong with that. Okay. But I didn't want that to be a barrier. So I wanted these to be totally free. So we foot the entire expense. Just to make this available for our community. Again, our friends in the medical profession and the layperson, the family and friend caregiver. So totally free. You will not be bombarded by salespeople. There will not be a bunch of booths and people wanting you to come by and sign up for the free giveaways and all that. I just wanted to kind of do away with that. And again, reduce the barriers and just come as you are, enjoy, meet some people, and learn. That's what this is really all about. So again, hindsight is 20/20. If you knew then, if we only knew then what we knew now, what we know now. So we're going to do that, rewind the clock. It's going to be fantastic. Again, Wednesday, August 17th, 8:30 sign in, 9:00 it will start, and we will end promptly at 12:00 noon. There will be time for Q&A and discussion at the end. It's going to be fantastic. I'm going to enjoy meeting many of you there, and look forward to that. All right, let's move on to the Senior Care Live question of the week. How many licensed care facilities are there in Clay County, Missouri? This includes nursing homes, assisted living facilities, and residential care facilities. A, 12, B, 22, C, 32, and D, 42. The answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the program and how we can help you and your family, you can call our toll-free number anytime, literally 24 hours a day, anytime you want. 1-800-331-6445. Again, that's 1-800-331-6445. And if you're ever at a point where you don't have a radio but you have internet access, don't forget you can stream this program to any electronic device. It's super easy. Just go to seniorcarelive.com and click on the button that says Listen Live. It'll stream straight to your phone, your tablet, your computer, whatever you have. And it is literally that simple. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. And let me tell you where this came from. I received a call, and there was a gentleman, and he was quoting one of the numbers from Jackson County. And he's like, well, how many are there in Clay County? And I said, let's just make that a Senior Care Live question of the week. You listen in, and I'll tell you live on the air. So this is for a very nice man that gave me a call, and we talked about some good stuff. So how many licensed care facilities are there in Clay County, Missouri? And this would include nursing homes, assisted living facilities, and residential care facilities. So here are the options. A, 12, B, 22, C, 32, D, 42. And the answer is B, 22. So there are 22 licensed care providers in Clay County, Missouri. And there's a lot of building going on in the Northland. And so you're going to see that number escalate. It actually just increased by two just a few weeks ago. Actually, it used to be 20 and now it's 22. And there will be more to come. So anyway, so that's the Senior Care Live question of the week. And he was like, oh, come on, man, tell me. And I'm like, nope, you're going to have to listen to the show. So how's that for a teaser? That was pretty good. So, all right, so let's shift gears and let's talk about the VA aid and attendance benefit. And I haven't talked about this for a little while. I'd like to just come back to this once in a while because, frankly, there are so many veterans and spouses of veterans who qualify for a lot of money to help them pay for their senior care, and they don't know about this. And I'm not sure how they don't know about it. It's just not advertised. The government doesn't go around saying, hey, we have a giant, you know, pool of money that we'd like to give you. Sometimes you just kind of have to figure it out on your own. So I talk about this with every single client that I sit down with. We always have a discussion to see if they might qualify for this incredible benefit. So it's called the V. And before I go into the explanation, thank you for all of you who have served our country. Thank you very, very much from the bottom of my heart. Thank you. All right. The VA aid and attendance benefit. There are some pieces to it. So first of all, there's a service component. So if you served at least 90 consecutive days of active duty in one of the main military branches, at least one of those days during a period of war, and I'll review the date ranges here in a minute, okay, and honorably discharged or not dishonorably discharged. There are all types of discharges. It could have been a medical discharge, and most folks are honorably discharged, so and not dishonorably discharged, okay? So that's the service component. And then there's an asset test. So if you have a lot of liquid assets, you're not going to qualify until you've spent those down to these two numbers. So liquid assets, and we're talking about your liquid assets, not your house and your vehicle and all the stuff in your house. They're just looking at liquid assets. For a single veteran, approximately $40,000. For a married veteran, approximately $80,000. The reason I say approximately is because it's a little bit different for each person depending on their age and some other factors. So if you're younger, they'll allow you to have a higher level of assets because you have longer to live. If you're older, they will allow you to have a smaller amount of assets. Okay, so that's how that works. So approximately $40,000. For a single veteran, approximately 80 for a married veteran. Okay, and then the income calculation. That gets a little bit tricky, right? And numbers don't usually go so well over the radio. So let me just describe this in general. If you just say, well, I make $1,900 a month in Social Security and a small pension, that's not what they want. Okay, they want the income for VA purposes, and that's a calculation. So they want your income, which is at $1,900 or whatever your number is, minus unreimbursed medical expenses. That would include your monthly cost for home care services, doctor's appointments, medication cost, long-term, your health care insurance cost. You go to the doctor and the dentist and the eye doctor and your medical expenses on a monthly basis. And that would include the full cost of home care and the full cost of assisted living and the full cost of nursing home care. So let's use a very basic example, and you're at home and you're making $1,900 a month is your income. And let's say you're spending $2,000 a month in home care so that you can remain independent at home. They want you to take your income, $1,900, minus your unreimbursed medical expenses of $2,000. That number is -$100. If it is -$1 or less, that would trigger the full amount of the payment of the benefit that's payable to you. There is a prorated formula that we won't get into on the radio today. Most people that I work with spend way more in health and senior care and unreimbursed medical expenses than their income is. So they usually always qualify for the max. Okay. The single veteran can qualify for up to $1,788 per month. And wow, that's a lot of money. And I have an example here that I'll go through here in a little bit on just how big of a deal this can be in some situations. A married veteran can qualify for a maximum of $2,120 per day. Now, if you're a surviving spouse and your spouse qualified and they've passed, so you're the surviving spouse, you can qualify for up to $1,149 per month. Now, if both spouses are married and both spouses are veterans, up to $2,837 per month. Okay, so this gets pretty interesting. This is a lot of money. Tax-free as a thank you to you and your spouse for serving our country and your sacrifice and all that you have done. So tax-free money. Now, here are the periods of war. And by the way, all of this is on the website, seniorcarelive.com. World War II, December 7, 1941, all the way through December 31, 1946. The Korean War, June 27, 1950 to January 31, 1955. And then the Vietnam War, starting to work with some clients who served in Vietnam, August 5, 1964 to May 7, 1975. There's one exception there. If you had boots on the ground in Vietnam, this backdates to February 28, 1961. For everyone else, it starts August 5, 1964. So hopefully that wasn't too confusing. After the break, I want to just provide a quick example of how this program was really able to help a single veteran stay at the assisted living level at quite a bit longer than they would have. So I'll tell you that right after the break. Don't go away. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number anytime, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are always standing by to take your call, so call anytime, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you ever miss one of the programs or you have someone else that you wish should have or could have listened to it, no worries at all. After the fact, the following week, you can go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the podcast tab, and you can click the podcast of any episode and listen to it right there in the comfort of your own home, your car, on your phone, whatever you have. And we have hundreds of people after the fact going back and listening to the podcast. So that's pretty cool. All right, so before the break, I was talking about the VA aid and attendance benefit, and we talked about the service-related requirements. We talked about the asset test. We talked about the income calculation. We talked about the amount of money: a single veteran, $1,788; married veteran, $2,120; and surviving spouse, $1,149. And so, the periods of war, you know, World War II, Korean War, Vietnam War, and there's also a Gulf War example there. So all of this is, again, on the website, seniorcarelive.com. Go to info and resources, how to pay for care, and then VA aid and attendance. Everything is right there for you, so you don't have to worry about writing all this down. Let me give you an example here. This is a real example, by the way. So a single veteran had about $40,000 in liquid assets, has an income of $2,000 per month, and moved to an assisted living facility at $4,500 per month. That's a little on the lower end, but it worked, for him. So if you think about this, he's got $40,000 and his income is $2,000. So he is short. He has a shortfall of $2,500 per month. So if he dips into his liquid assets that are at this point limited, his stay in that assisted living facility is going to be 16 months. And then he runs out of money, and that will force him to have to move to the nursing home for Medicaid coverage. All right, but check this out. He found out about the VA aid and attendant benefit, aid and attendance benefit program. He's going to receive $1,788 per month. So now, if you do the math, his income, because he now has a new infusion of $1,788 coming in, his new income is now $3,788, right? And remember, he's paying $4,500 for assisted living. So now, he's only short by $712. So now, guess how long his limited amount of money and assets will pay for assisted living. Not 16 months, try 56 months, or over 4.5 years until he would be forced to seek Medicaid reimbursement at the nursing home level. That is a profound difference just by signing up and getting approved for the VA aid and attendance benefit. It sometimes the numbers here are stunning. And that's a real example, by the way. Let me give you, where do you find out about this, and where can you go to apply, and you want to apply properly? Let me tell you where not to go. In my opinion, you shouldn't go to any provider that's going to help you with this, this application and then try to sell you something else. Okay, that's not why you're there. You're there. You just want help for the VA to apply for the VA aid and attendance benefit, and nothing more, nothing less, no strings attached. So in my opinion, you shouldn't go to a place like that. That's just my opinion. I would call our friends at the VFW, and I'm hoping to have them on the program here this fall and talk, you know, straight to one of the veteran service officers at the VFW. They do a great job, totally free of charge. Their mission is to assist veterans and spouses of veterans, families of veterans, to receive any and all benefits that they are that apply to them. Okay, here's the phone number. And again, this is on the website, but it's 816-968-1153. Let them know that you heard about this from Steve Kuecker on Senior Care Live. 816-968-1153. You could also call the Veterans Administration. You could call the American Legion, State Department of Veterans Affairs. You could work with an accredited, a VA-accredited elder law attorney. You could go through all of these resources, but again, I always recommend my clients just contact the VFW. The main national headquarters for VFW is right downtown on Main Street, downtown Kansas City, and so you're going directly to the source there, and they will help you out, and they'll help you submit a clean application with no mistakes on it. All right, so let's shift gears and let's get into this, because I've been talking to lots and lots of people, and there's just so much confusion. I just got to thinking about it. If you don't have the benefit of my 31 years, I need to do the math, it might be 32 years now, of senior care experience working in senior care at all different levels across a broad range of services provided. If you don't have that benefit and you're walking into this for the first time, just prepare to be blown away. I'm just telling you, there are so many options. And should we try to remain independent at home? And if so, you know, what does that look like? And how do we do that? And what services are available? What does that cost? And then if home is no longer an option and you need to move to a senior care community, that's what I'm going to focus on here is what are the options? What do they offer you? And how much, what does it cost? And then I'm also, if time allows, I'm also going to review some gray areas that are really, really even extra confusing. So let's jump into this. Whenever I give a public presentation, I have a really cool graphic that really lines this up beautifully. It makes perfect sense. I'll try to do my best to do that justice over the radio here. But I'm going to just touch on the three primary levels of care. Now, again, if you're a friend in senior healthcare, don't throw rocks at your radio saying, you didn't mention this or that. I know. I'm just talking about the basics here. So we're going to start off in the your first step. You're downsizing from your home. You're moving into an independent living apartment. And on the opposite side of the spectrum is the nursing home, the healthcare center, okay, where they provide full medical care. And then there's a wide center ground there, a very wide, it's always the middle child, isn't it? that causes the problem. Actually, my wife's a middle child, and she does not fit that middle child stereotype. But anyway, I digress. But assisted living sits in the center of independent and nursing care. And it's a very wide, wide track. So let me go through, and also similar to assisted living is residential care facilities and the Home Plus model. Okay. So, and there's some other things that intermediate care facility might be lumped into that area as well. Maybe a little towards the nursing home, but I'm just going to talk independent living, assisted living, and nursing home. So independent living, it's an apartment, generally a pretty nice apartment. You have some room in there. It's, you know, relatively spacious, and you have some of your meals provided for you. You usually get two meals per day, some places one, some places all three, but most of the time you're going to get a couple of meals provided. You pick them, and you can buy the third meal if they don't offer it. They also have a full kitchen in these apartments, so you can still do some cooking on your own. And that's how it is. So I like to describe this as you are on your own, you're fully independent, but you're not alone. You're around a lot of other people. And it's really nice to not have to worry about home maintenance and leaves in the gutters and mowing the lawn and scooping the snow and paying, you know, the taxes and all of the stuff. It's really nice to not have to go to the grocery store and haul back, you know, $200 a week in groceries or whatever you're spending, and then do all the cooking and everything. Really nice to have most of this done for you. It's very, very nice. The price for these independent living apartments, there, some of them are getting pretty pricey, but you can be in the neighborhood of about $2,500 per month, and you could go up to about, this would, you know, a larger apartment is obviously going to cost more. So $2,500 on the, kind of on the lower end, up to maybe $4,000, maybe $4,500 for some of the larger apartments, maybe with two occupants. And so I have a lot of people say, wow, that sounds like a lot of money. But just think about it. There are worksheets that you can get. I can provide one if you want, that says the cost of independent living is, you know, X dollars. And then compare that to living at home. By the time you add up, especially if there's a mortgage involved, but you know, a lot of people don't have a mortgage. They're living in their house that they've paid off. You add that up. Home maintenance, all of your utilities, your taxes, your homeowner's insurance is a lot more than renter's insurance for independent living. You add all of that up. If you have lawn care provided, any home repairs, just add it up. Cost of groceries, just add it. I promise you, you're going to be shocked as to how expensive it is to live in your home. And so when you compare these two and you're paying a little bit for some conveniences at the independent living level, it's not too far off in many cases. Now, it might be far off in some cases, but in a lot of cases, you're like, oh, okay, well, that's actually not as expensive as I thought. All right, so that's the independent living level of this continuum. And after the break, I'll continue with assisted living, nursing home, the cost, and then we'll get it all wrapped up. I'll see you just in a minute. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll-free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the program and how we can help you and your family, call the toll-free number 1-800-331-6445. That's 1-800-331-6445. Wow, this hour is flying by. I can't believe we're already in our last segment. And I stopped kind of on the first part of this, a general review of the senior care community, the continuum. So we started at independent living. We have the middle ground, which I'll touch on last. That's assisted living. Let's jump to the opposite end of the spectrum here at the nursing home level. And a nursing home is a medical model. They can help you with your activities of daily living, such as bathing, dressing, grooming. They make all the meals, full slate of activities, distribute your medication. So all those things that you would receive at assisted living, plus full medical care, insulin injections, tube feeding, wound care. I mean, there's a lot to it. They can help a person who is very, very ill and fragile. The cost at the nursing home for a semi-private room is, hang on to your wallets, okay, in our area, $6,000 to $6,500 per month. That's kind of right down the middle. You can get it a little less than that. You can spend a little more than that, but that's pretty close. You might be able to go down to about $5,500, but generally speaking, I like to say about $6,000, you know, plus or minus $500. That's a semi-private room. That means that you have a roommate, but frankly, you're not in your room that much. You're usually out about and enjoying some activities, mealtime, et cetera. Okay, for a private room in a nursing home, now, this is an average, right? $7,500 to about $10,000 a month. For a private room, you have your private space. It's not a big space. It's not a big apartment. It's more like a bedroom type of a setup. And that is the cost. And so that's the nursing home side of things. So the problem child, the middle child, is this center ground of assisted living. So first of all, understand assisted living is a social model. It is not a medical model, but they do a whole bunch for you here in assisted living. They're trying to help you remain as independent as possible for as long as possible, and they can help you minimally or fully with your bathing, dressing, your grooming. They do all the housekeeping. They do your laundry. They prepare all of your meals, snacks, and hydration. There's a full slate of activities. There are nurses on staff. Most of the care is provided by CNAs and CMAs or CMTs, but there are LPNs and RNs on staff. And they do distribute your medication. That's very, very important. And that's generally where it stops. There are now becoming a few exceptions where they can give you an insulin injection 24 hours a day if needed, and they can do a two-person transfer if needed. It's kind of assisted living plus, so you're getting into some gray areas, some hybrid areas there. But generally, most places don't do that, okay? So I'm describing the majority of assisted living facilities. Okay, here's the challenge. Now, if you don't know this, then this is going to be news to you. And this is why, part of the reason why it takes most people 50 to 100 hours if they're trying to do their homework and get it right, running around trying to figure all this out on the big learning curve. That's why so many people call senior care consulting. We take them through this learning curve in 5 hours. Okay, but here's what to expect. Assisted living, it's not a standardized model. So some assisted living facilities are quite a bit lighter in the care and the assistance that they will provide, because their model is a kind of a more vibrant, maybe a little more independent community. Some assisted living facilities lean way over the other way, and they kind of lean toward the nursing home model, where they'll bend over backwards and do just about anything that they can to keep you out of a nursing home, including serving one of my clients thickened liquids. The man was recovering from a stroke. He had a challenge with drinking. And so if you have a swallowing issue and you swallow just normal liquids, you could aspirate, goes into your lungs, you have pneumonia, big problems. So they thicken the liquid until you can swallow better through speech therapy. So anyway, assisted living facility would do that. And I was just floored. This has been about 5 years, 6 years ago, maybe, because normally that kind of falls into the medical category. So some of these places are pretty light. Some of these places are a lot heavier in care, and everything in between. The cost of assisted living in our marketplace, $5,000 to $6,000 per month is kind of right down the middle. And again, the size of the apartment is, and this is your studio, one bedroom, two bedroom. So your space impacts that and your level of care. If you need a lot more care, you may spend more, pay more than someone else who needs less care. Some of the pricing models in assisted living is a flat fee for service, all inclusive. So again, more learning curve to learn. You could spend up to $8,000 plus in an assisted living facility if you want to. I'm just giving you the averages right down the middle. And then you have some gray areas. I'm just going to touch on this. Some independent living facilities will kind of promote themselves as, well, we're kind of like assisted living. We can do all that. Well, no, you can't. Time out. You're not licensed to touch a resident. You're not licensed to do any hands-on care, but they may have an on-site home care provider that can come down the hall and help you in 15-minute increments. And if that fits your needs, that's a lot of times that's a really good fit, very efficient way to get a little bit of care without the need to moving all the way to 24-hour care in assisted living. But it's not an assisted living level of care, period. Now, some assisted living facilities will say, oh, we're an age-in-place community and your loved one can stay here forever. Well, no, maybe not. Maybe so, maybe not. There are some limitations. There are several limitations. I won't get into all of the details today, but there are some things that you may need that may not be addressed by the assisted living facility, and you may need to discharge to the nursing home. And then you have memory care. Oh, what about memory care? That's not a level of care. It's a type of care, and you could find memory care at assisted living, at residential care, at Home Plus, and at the nursing home model, right? And at the intermediate care facility model. So get super confusing, but hopefully that helps you with a quick review of the continuum of care for senior care communities.
And now, myth versus fact.
All right. Last week I talked about the fact that it's okay to move from one senior care community to another. If it's just not the right fit, or if you have some issues, they're just not being resolved. There could be a lot of reasons. Then you should move. Try to get it worked out, okay? But if not, you should move. We're helping more and more families do that. So I received an email from a listener, and he said, you discussed moving from one nursing home to another. That was his application. We need to do this. However, mom is receiving Medicaid. So since she's on Medicaid, do we have to stay at our current location, or can we move? So the myth is, and trust me, most people think this, if I have Medicaid, I have to stay here. I can't move. Well, no, that is the myth. The fact is you can move anytime you want. You can move to another nursing home as long as it's Medicaid certified. You can move, and then what Medicaid will do is it will stop paying your current provider, and then it'll just go whoop, and it'll just point over here, and it'll start paying your new provider. Now, here's a warning. Stay in the same state. Kansas Medicaid does not travel to Missouri and vice versa. So stay in the same state, and you can move to another facility, and that is a fact.
For more information about the facts, stay tuned to this program or contact Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
All right. To everyone listening, I am so honored that you spend part of your day listening to this program. Thank you very much. I'm your host, Steve Keeker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.